Welcome to the Sound Practice Language Learning Podcast, short stories in American English for intermediate learners. I'm your host, Matthew Armstrong, and I'm a language learner, a lover of languages, teacher trainer, and an English teacher. Welcome to the show.
All right. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I haven't done anything in maybe 7 months, and there are over 3,500 downloads so far. So thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I want to start making some more content, some more podcasts for everyone to listen to. But I think that if I write a transcript, then it will take so long to make each one. And I found out not everyone is looking at the transcripts on my website. So I'll just tell stories here. So here's the first story in the last 7 months. So what have I been doing in the last 7 months? Well, I've just recently moved. I was living in the south of Beijing. If you don't know much about me, I am from the United States. I've been living in China for about 7 or 8 years. I came here to learn Chinese, learn Mandarin, learn it very well. And now I work here as a teacher trainer for English language teachers. Anyways, last year it got very busy at work, and I needed to move closer to where I live, to where I work, actually. And I was living so far, and it took an hour and 40 minutes each day, so I was commuting every day. I was riding my bicycle about 30 minutes to the subway, and then on the subway for over an hour, one way, so like an hour and 40 minutes, one way, and over 3 hours each day. So that was very busy, and we started to get much busier at work. And also, guess what? My wife and I are expecting, so we have good news that we will be having a child very soon. So that's also made life very busy. I was riding my bicycle about 2 months ago, 3 months ago. Yes, 3 months ago. I was riding my bicycle and I ran into a motorcycle. So I was on the bicycle and this motorcycle was coming, and we didn't see each other until it was too late. So the motorcycle and I, we crashed into each other. And yes, it hurt very badly. But whenever I get hurt, I usually think, you know, it's fine, I'll heal. So I had bruises everywhere, just black, like black and green and purple all over my legs from the accident. I had a helmet, so my head was protected. Make sure you wear a helmet. Anyways, I was on the bicycle, hit the motorcycle, and flew over the motorcycle, and my thighs, my upper legs, hit the motorcycle very hard. So, yeah, that was pretty bad. Nothing was broken, just my bicycle. It took maybe 2 weeks for the bruises on my legs to disappear, for my legs to go back to their original color. So I thought everything was fine, but I did go to the hospital because my right thigh, my upper leg, my right thigh was swollen. The doctor said, ah, no problem, just make sure you rest. This was in Chinese, he told me, just rest. And I did rest, and it got bigger, the swollen part of my leg. So I just rested more, and then it was hurting. I went back to the hospital, and the doctor said, yeah, it's fine, just rest more. So a month after the accident, my leg was feeling better, but it was always really swollen. They told me it was hematoma. So hematoma, hema means blood. Toma, I don't know what that means, but hematoma is where there is blood, and maybe like you were bleeding under your skin or inside your body. There was internal bleeding. So internal bleeding, and the blood is just there and it can't escape. It can't go away. So there was a big hematoma, all this blood inside of my thigh, and it wouldn't go away, and it was just swollen. Well, a month later, the swelling was much lower. It was smaller, so not so swollen. So I got on my bicycle, rode the bicycle to work, and then the next day I got a fever. My temperature was about 39 degrees Celsius, and I went to the hospital, and they tested me for COVID. Of course, it wasn't COVID-19. Great, but it hurt so bad. They gave me medicine and told me to come back the next day if I had another fever. Well, the next day I had a fever, and they said I needed to stay at the hospital. Well, yes, it was actually very serious. My leg was, it was infected. So my whole body was now sick with this blood infection. So there was some infection in my leg, and it went to the rest of my body. And basically they tried to treat me, they tried to help me control the fever. They couldn't, so they did surgery on my leg. They cut my leg open, they tried to clean it, and then it was open for about 10 days. Then they cleaned it many times. Then they closed it after about 2 weeks. And then guess what? Two or three days after they closed my leg, I got a fever again. And guess what? It wasn't from the infection. It wasn't from the leg. It was from something else. It was from inside my stomach. So, you know, there's a very small organ inside your body. It's called the appendix. So, I had appendicitis, not very serious, but I had appendicitis. So, and if you speak Mandarin, appendicitis is Lan Wei Yan, and appendicitis, it's a little very small, like maybe it's like your finger, as big as your finger, and it's on your lower right side of your stomach. So actually underneath of your large intestine, actually. So right side, low part of your stomach area or belly. So I had that, and they treated me for a full week before I could go home. So in total, I was in the hospital for 3 weeks, and my wife was all alone, you know, and she was 4 months pregnant, and so she didn't have a very good time. Right, so yeah, poor her, and very bad of me to not be so careful on the road when I'm on the bicycle. So that was about 3 weeks. They gave me 4 different kinds of medicine to take 3 times during the day, and I took that for over 2 weeks. I also, from the surgery on my leg, I also had stitches. There were 9 stitches, you know, the string they use, the thread string they use on your leg, or when they do surgery to close it, like, you know, you sew some clothes, right? Same thing, stitch your leg, or stitch somebody closed. So they use stitches to close the hole that was in my leg. They use 9 stitches, so I had to have the stitches for 3 weeks, a little bit more than 3 weeks. And then, I think about a week ago or 10 days ago, they took out the stitches. So now I have this really ugly scar on my leg. It has, it's like one long line, and then it has 9 smaller lines on it. Like a centipede. In Chinese, a centipede is wugong. So it's that kind of, it's not an insect, but it's a tiny, small animal. It's red. It has maybe 20 or 30 legs. So looks really, looks quite scary. But no more fevers, doing much better, and really happy to be back and working. And yeah, so lately I've been also studying a lot more with my languages. Before I was really busy with work, but now I've got much more time. I also spend time with my wife, and we're talking about our what we'll do for our first year, where we might move with our first child. About my language study right now. So every morning I'm trying to wake up at 5 o'clock or 5:30. That means I'm trying to go to sleep before 11. So 10:30 or 11 o'clock. We're doing really good about going to sleep by 10 o'clock. And then I wake up and I have an audiobook. I use an app for my iPhone. This app is called, what's it called? The app is called Audible. So with Audible, I listen to different audiobooks. So right now I'm listening to His Dark Materials. So that's an audiobook from Philip Pullman. So I'm listening to that. I'm listening to the third book in French right now. I'm listening to the second book in the series in German. And I'm listening to the first book in the series in Spanish. So I've already listened to the first and second book, actually, in French. Basically, I wake up and I want to make my coffee and do some hygiene. So I put in my earphones and I get my iPhone and I listen to Audible. I just start listening to the audiobook in German, and I try to do 30 minutes of listening to an audiobook in German, 30 minutes of listening to it in Spanish, and so I just do that while I'm getting ready in the morning. I'm not actively trying to improve my German and Spanish right now. I'm just trying to use it. If I have my hands free and I hear a word that I don't know, then I look it up with the electronic dictionary on my phone. So I get up, I just start listening to the German audiobook. And I get the coffee, do some hygiene, wash my face, brush my teeth, and I sit down, and there are three languages I'm working on with trying to learn. So they are Farsi, Persian, Norwegian, and Russian. Now, I've studied Russian a lot before, so I'm using Asimil. Asimil is a language learning textbook, series, and I've been using it for, I've used it for other languages before. I'm using it for Russian, the 1951 edition of Russian, and Asimil Russian, and I'm trying to review it and relearn Russian. So I spend about 30 minutes with that. I try to sit down and work through materials. So I spend 15 minutes on new material, new dialogues, and then review those with the previous dialogues with the next 15 minutes. I do the same with Norwegian. So I've got Asimil in Norwegian. And so that book, it's Norwegian and French. So I need to use French to understand the Norwegian. So I spend 30 minutes doing that, about 15 minutes with new material, 15 minutes reviewing older materials. I'm working with learning Persian right now, Farsi. So I do have the Asimil version, the Asimil book for Persian, but I'm not using it now. I started to learn it when I was in the hospital, actually. So I found a website called, what's it called? PersianLanguageOnline.com. And yeah, so that website is really useful. I'm working through the beginner lessons there, and I'm spending about 30 minutes a day. So I try to spend about 15 minutes with learning new stuff, 15 minutes with reviewing. If I'm really short with time, then I just spend 15 minutes with each of those three languages, Russian, Norwegian, and Farsi, Persian. I spend about 15 minutes with each, and then I would spend 15 more minutes shadowing, like listening to it while I'm outside walking and repeating what I hear, just reviewing. So when I wake up, I just listen to an audiobook in German. Before I'm finished, I start to study languages, sit down and study them. So I'm working on Russian, Persian, and Norwegian right now. Okay, while I walk to the subway, I usually by then I will have finished listening to the 30 minutes of German, and I will be finishing the 30 minutes of Spanish when I get to work. So I will have done it at about 30 minutes with German, 30 minutes with Spanish, 30 minutes with Persian, 30 minutes of Norwegian, 30 minutes of Russian, all before work. And then during lunchtime, I might try to read 30 minutes in Mandarin Chinese. So I'm so familiar with Harry Potter. I've read it so many times in different languages. So I'm reading the first Harry Potter with my iPad, the iBooks app, and I'm reading Mandarin, and I'm clicking on each of the words I don't know, but I'm reading it. I just look up a word quickly if I don't know it, and the spoken version, spoken form of Mandarin Chinese is, it seems like it's not as dense. It doesn't have as many new words for me, but when I read, it has so many new words. So I'm working through Harry Potter in Mandarin. That's because I know the story so well. So I can understand it more easily and just focus on words I don't know. I'm on Harry Potter, the fourth book, The Goblet of Fire, and I'm working with French with that, reading it. So with German and Spanish, I'm just kind of trying to maintain them in some way. I'm not speaking them, I'm just listening. With French, I'm trying to improve that, mainly with my comprehension, with vocabulary and reading and listening. So I'm also listening to Le Miroir d'Ange in French. So that's the third book for Philip Pullman's His Dark Materials, which is Les Royaumes du Nord, I think. Le Monde Croisé. I forget what it's called in French, that the series. But so I'm spending the most time with French because that's the first foreign language I ever started learning. And geez, why? I mean, I wish I were already C1 or C2 with that language. So I want to improve that. But also I get really bored if I'm just focused on one language for too long. So I'm spending the most time with French right now. So I'm reading half an hour in French, and with any extra time when I'm listening. So if there's extra time, like doing housework or anything, then I just listen extra to French. So in total, I get up in the morning and I just start listening to Audible. So with Audible, you start listening and it remembers where you stopped. So that's really useful. So 30 minutes of German. Before I finish the German, I'll try to start doing the Russian, Norwegian, and Farsi. And hopefully that will finish. If I need to go to the bathroom or make more coffee, I just continue listening to the German until it's finished. When that's finished, I start listening to the Spanish after breakfast is done, and by the time I get to work, the Spanish is done, the 30 minutes of that. In any breaks that I have during the day, I just listen to the French audiobook, and I just need to spend ideally 30 minutes sometime reading in Mandarin and 30 more minutes reading in French. Sometimes I don't get all of that, but I mean, I'm trying. I'm feeling much better now about the spread of time. So I've done this before with many languages where, you know, you like just 15 minutes with a language and 15 minutes with another language. But 30 minutes is pretty good. Moving to 45 minutes really feels like you're getting something done if you can go that long. But most days I don't have that much time. Anyways, I just wanted to give you an update on my life and talk a little bit about how I'm learning the languages that I'm learning right now. If you have any questions, then find a way to contact me. And please come to my website as well and sign up for a newsletter that I hope to someday have. Again, thanks for listening to this whole podcast episode if you have. And I will be putting more stories out there for you to listen to. I try my best to speak at a speed that's not extremely fast, but not very slow, you know, an appropriate speed for intermediate speakers of English, and hopefully natural enough for you to continue to improve your listening skills and, you know, just spend more time with the language. All right, I'll go ahead and stop and leave it there, and have a good day.
Thank you for listening to this episode from Sound Practice Language Learning. You can also find transcripts of these audios and podcasts at www.soundpracticelanguagelearning.com.